Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Presentation skills. How to rehearse for an important presentation. By Carmine Gallo. Summary. If you want to deliver a spellbinding presentation, rehearse far more than you have done in the past. But you don't want to sound too rehearsed, so you'll need to balance memorization with the spontaneity. Nail down the first two and last 2 minutes of your speech and leave room for improvisation in between. And a practice under pressure, this means rehearsing in a front, or this means rehearsing in front of one or two to get your body used to being in front of a crowd. Then ask for feedback and rehearse again. Steve Jobs was the most astonishing business speaker of his time. Bill Gates once called him a wizard who cast spells on his audience. Fortune magazine proclaimed that his keynotes could set hardened hearts aflutter. Jobs is one of the few CEOs whose presentations have a dedicated Wikipedia page. His keynotes alone could spark a surge in Apple's stock. But if you pull back the curtain, you can understand why his presentations were so magical. Practice and lots of it. Most people don't realize that what looked spontaneous was rehearsed over and over and over. John Sculley, the former Apple CEO, told me Steve thought about every word, every step, every demo. The best speakers make presentations look effortless precisely because they put so much effort into perfecting their delivery. For nearly 20 years, I've worked with leaders at some of the world's largest brands, including Amazon, Coca-Cola, Intel, and McKinsey, to transform them from good speakers into great ones. They are often surprised when I share this advice, but rehearsing is the single best use of time before a critical presentation. More preparation means less panic and more confidence. Think of it this way. Astronauts, airline pilots, and Navy SEALs are not born with the ability to remain calm in a crisis. They train for pressure-packed situations under conditions similar to those you'll face in the field. In the same way, repetitive exposure to public speaking will reduce the anxiety that often precedes a big event. Far, far from making you appear robotic or canned, rehearsing frees you up to enjoy the moment and deliver your message with passion and energy. These five guidelines will help you get the most out of your rehearsal time. Commit to 10 plus improvement, something like that. The gospel of 10x, let me say, commit to 10x improvement. The gospel of 10x is a popular business philosophy that traces its origin to Google co-founder Larry Page. Where most leaders are happy with a 10% improvement, Page expected his team to create products 10 times better than the competition's. Anything less, Page reasoned, meant the product or company looked like all the others. The same strategy applies to public speaking. If you want to deliver a spellbinding presentation, one that's significantly different from your competitions, be prepared to rehearse far more than you've done in the past and 10 times harder than your peers. One executive I worked with was preparing to kick off an annual sales meeting. He planned to practice his 20-minute presentation about 15 times beforehand. I told him that Jill Bolt Taylor rehearsed her 18-minute TED Talk about 200 times before stepping onto the stage, giving her a tenfold advantage. Her speech, Stroke of Insight, has been viewed 25 million times on the TED site alone. Stroke of Insight. Committing to the 10x or the 10 multiplied 10 time rehearsal is not as intimidating as it might seem. Repeating the first few minutes of your introduction as you drive somewhere or take a walk counts toward your goal. If there is an especially complex or technical section of the presentation, spend more hours practicing those slides out loud. Start as strong as you end. At this point, you might start to fear that you sound too rehearsed. This is where communication becomes more art than science. Your goal is to feel confident without memorizing every line and to leave room for spontaneity. Remember that the two most important parts of your presentation are the beginning and the end. The intro sets the stage for the rest of the presentation and gives your audience a reason to care. Your conclusion determines what parts of your idea people will walk away with and how they will feel about the presentation overall. A TED Talk is one of the few cases where it makes sense to memorize each and every word because there is a strict time limit of 18 minutes. For a general business meeting, nail down the first 2 minutes and the last 2 minutes of your presentation, as well as the first and the last lines of each slide you share. If you do, you'll be far ahead of your peers in the practice time. Practice under mild stress. Susan Cain, the author of Quiet, is a self-described introvert who has battled the lifelong fear of public speaking. Accepting a TED Talk invitation was far outside of her comfort zone. On the Friday night before her talk, Wharton professor Adam Grant, a friend of Cain's, gathered about 30 of his students and alumni to watch her practice. Rehearsing under real-world conditions gave Cain an opportunity to expose herself to the thing she feared and to face it in manageable doses. Cain's talk on the power of introverts has been viewed over 24 million times since, and today she enjoys a career as a public speaker. Researchers agree that the best way to deliver the presentation of a lifetime is to practice under stress. For her book, Choke, Sian Belok examined individuals who perform their best when it counts the most. Even practicing under mild levels of stress can prevent you from choking when high levels of stress come around, she writes. Remember, going over a presentation in your mind is not the same as delivering the presentation in front of a crowd. The more you practice doing so, the less chance you will crack under pressure. At first, your body may react the way it was built to. Your heart rate may increase and your palms may sweat. But as you grow accustomed to being in front of an audience, even if it's just one or two people, your body will stop exhibiting fight or flight symptoms. Soon enough, you'll think of your speech as an opportunity instead of a threat. Record your rehearsal. The most valuable practice tool you have fits right in your pocket, your smartphone. Set your phone on a tripod or prop it up against a book. Press record, deliver your talk, and then play it back. By watching your presentation, you will instantly catch distracting habits such as fidgeting, averting eye contact, or flipping your hair. Look for areas where you seem unsure of yourself or fumble your words. Those are the sections you'll want to rehearse out loud or on the drive home. ask for feedback before delivering his first TED Talk. Author and podcaster Tim Ferriss practiced delivering his presentation to a small group of strangers in a friend's house to put himself under pressure. But what he did afterwards was even more critical. He asked the crowd for feedback and incorporated their suggestions in his next rehearsal. John Chambers, the former CEO of Cisco, has a similar practice. In his book, Connecting the Dots, he writes that it stuns people to find out how much he prepares for every presentation and media interview. Chambers is a Silicon Valley legend and was considered an effective communicator during his 20 years at the company. Humility, he says, is an attribute that served him well. Everything about his presentations was meticulously rehearsed. Body gestures, delivery, messages, interactions with other speakers on stage. He would spend hours upon hours practicing, recording his sessions, watching them back with his team, and asking them for feedback, and still does so today. As in sports, practice always pays off, and it doesn't matter how long you've been a pro, he writes. There is no magic involved in delivering a great presentation, but if you rehearse effectively, your audience will be mesmerized. Steve Jobs made presentations look easy because he put in the time, and his keynotes eventually became his competitive weapon. An effective presentation can be your competitive weapon too. A great presentation can do so many times. A great presentation can do so many things. Launch careers, inspire employees, attract customers and investors and partners. Set aside hours of rehearsal time before your next critical presentation. It will pay off more than you can imagine. Carmine Gallo is a Harvard University instructor, keynote speaker, and author of 10 books translated into 40 languages. Gallo, or Gallo, is the author of the Bezos Blueprint, Communication Secrets of the World's Greatest Salesman, St. Martin's Press. This is Dr. Khaled Dosiri recording this beautiful article for you. Take care and enjoy the moment and continue improving yourself. Salam. Peace.